This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
I got a question for you.
Okay. Shoot. By the way, we're wearing blue shirts.
I know.
This is so stupid.
You'd think we really called each other, but we honestly didn't. It's odd.
I own, like, two blue shirts. I never see you wear a blue shirt. Last week it was that...
White
on a random day, yeah. And then before that it was that off, I don't know, reddish color. Anyway, what's your question? Why do I keep stalking you, trying to figure out what color shirt you're wearing? I don't mean to. I swear it's just coincidental.
Did you get engaged?
I did.
You asked your girlfriend to marry you?
I did.
When?
Last Friday. I mean, you know, over the weekend on Friday.
Friday night or something?
Yeah, Friday. I was, I've been feeling motivated since you put the pressure on.
Put the pressure on how?
By getting married, by suddenly showing up with a ring, and then people are like, I can't believe that Laszlo got married before Slim proposed. This is ridiculous. They've been together for years. They've been living together for years, and he still hasn't proposed, and Laszlo's already married to someone. And I was like, you know what? They're right. I had the ring. I thought I should quit dilly-dallying, and I should pop the question.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you. You always knew I was the type who'd give it another shot.
I'm glad I pushed you in that direction.
Well, people made good points. The fact that you just show up with the ring and you, whoever this person is, I mean, I think I know who it is, but this person that you've barely talked about, and the next thing you know, boom, you're wearing a wedding ring, which even when you were married, you hardly ever wore a wedding ring. Suddenly you're wearing the ring, letting everyone know that you're married.
Hey, Slim?
Yeah?
I don't know how to say this. I didn't get married.
Okay. Well, I had that suspicion as well.
My kid made a ring in art class.
Your kid made a wedding ring in art class?
He had to make a ring. And I put it on. He's like, do you want this ring? And I was like, yeah. And I put it on this finger, but it was too small. So I just put it on this one, and I forgot I had it on. I was going to put it on a chain, but I forgot I had it on. I came in here, and you noticed it. So I just rolled with it. I didn't get married.
Well, you rolled with it for a while. Well, I figured there was a chance.
Because I thought it was funny. I got a lot of texts like, oh, you got married. You got married. So I just rolled with it and was like, you know, yeah.
Well,
but I didn't actually get married.
I figured there was a chance that you didn't actually get married because we tried looking it up and then you wouldn't give me a straight answer. Actually, the fact that you wouldn't give me a straight answer made me think maybe there was more of a chance you got married. It doesn't change the fact, though, that, you know, people started talking and pointed out that I've been sitting on my hands for a long time here. What's wrong? Get moving. You've been living together a long time now.
Well, I'm glad I could
give me the nudge that I needed.
Yeah.
Well, I am too. You know what?
I would say kick that can, but
I'm glad that it finally got this question answered about where your ring came from, because people still ask me. They ask me about it this weekend. I get people asking me about it ever since you wore it. I get people asking me about it every day, and I don't know what to tell them.
I did,
other than what you've told me. So now, you know, if it took me getting engaged to get the real answer, we got the real answer.
Jesus Christ, man.
I mean, I was starting to think that you weren't married.
You could have asked me before, like, dude, did you really get married? Because I'm thinking about asking it. You could have asked me before, and I would have told you.
Well, it wouldn't have changed the fact.
I just thought it was kind of fun to go with.
It wouldn't change the fact that people,
yeah, but it would have changed the fact if you asked her, maybe.
It was time for me to ask. It was time.
But
I should have asked before.
If I didn't get married?
I mean, would I have done it at that exact time? I don't know, but I would have asked eventually. Yes, I would have asked. I had the ring. So when you started wearing a ring, I was like, Jesus, I've been putting this off forever because I'm afraid that, you know, I'm going to do it wrong. It'll be embarrassing to her, to me, to whatever. I won't do it right. I just kept putting it off. So then when you had that ring and no one knew what was going on, people were saying, well, I can't believe you got married. Well, how the heck?
And
that doesn't make any sense. I didn't know that. Well, you still went with it and off the air. Every time I tried to get a straight answer from you, you just said, I got married. That's it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't think that would force you to get married.
Well, it didn't force me to get married.
It never crossed my mind that would be the thing that nudges you to get remarried.
Well, I needed a nudge to ask the question. I had the ring. I was going to do it.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I should be thanking you.
If that happened to anybody else, that is not... My little prank was... It wasn't even... I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about it
until you noticed the ring. So if anybody else got pressured into doing something maybe they didn't want to do at that time, I apologize.
Well, I did want to do it, and so I should
be
thanking
you. Well, I'm just saying
at
that time.
Yeah, I get it. I should have done it sooner. Snowcone, I gave him, he was the only person I gave the location of the ring because I thought that I might just die and that ring would never be found because I'd hidden it. And I thought, if something happens to me, I've been putting this off for so long. If something happens to me,
when did he
they're never
going
to know.
Months ago. And like once a month, he would ask, where's the ring? Just like to make sure I knew where it was.
Just so somebody knew where it was.
In the basement.
My marriage pushed the ball a little bit further, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie.
Did you guys talk about it?
We talked about it, but not in terms of, you know, you got to propose to Brooke now. But I could tell it bothered him. Not bothered, but, you know, pushed him.
It pushed me.
Yeah.
It pushed me.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought I'd been making too big a deal out of this.
Because I just so loosely went and did it.
Because it just
but
there
I didn't
was.
Do it.
And then people were saying, I can't believe that Laszlo got married. We didn't even know about this girl. And Slim still hasn't proposed to his girlfriend. So I thought, you know what? I got to quit waiting for this absolutely perfect moment and overthinking how I'm doing this and just do it already. So I did.
That is a real unintended consequence of a little joke.
Well, I appreciate it.
Collateral damage.
Worked out for me. I appreciate
it. Another fallen soldier. I feel partly to blame. Like, I'm a guy, you know.
I think you're partially to thank.
Who friendly fired another guy. Like, I didn't mean to do that. That's not what I thought was going to happen.
Jesus, look, I know guys are like, oh, I can't believe you get married on another phone soldier. But at least for the moment, now that this is, you know, I've come in, I've told you that I'm engaged. Could you pretend to be happy for a second?
It's a little shocking.
Well, it's not really that shocking. We've been together a long time, and we've lived together a long time. You know, I told you I would get married. I was totally pro getting married again. I've said that many times publicly. I've said that many times. You've been the one who said you didn't want to get married again. I said I'm all for it.
Right. And then when I got married, you decided to
That was a nudge. It was a nudge. Also, my Aunt Ruby was sick, and so that was a piece of it, too. She's always asking why I haven't proposed. And so, you know, that was taken into consideration as well.
So between me and your Aunt Ruby.
Yeah. Well, my Aunt Ruby always asks every time she calls, you know, what's the holdup? What's wrong? What are you doing? And so I saw my
Aunt
Ruby.
Well, I'm glad you just did it because you wanted to.
I bought the ring because I wanted to. Uh-huh. I asked because I wanted to. It was the working up the courage to actually do it. And I finally decided I was putting all that pressure on myself. There was no need to put all that pressure on myself. You hear about these people who do these elaborate proposals. Plus, I've been married before, which makes it really strange because then you know, it's just a weird for I have friends who were divorced and remarried. But in all of those cases, they married someone who was also divorced. Yeah. Except for one. I've got one buddy who went through the same scenario.
What, his and buddy faked being married and then decided to do it too?
He's married for a second time, but it's his wife's first marriage. But he had a kid going into the marriage, which added a different element too. So, you know, but it's a weird thing that they don't really write songs or movies about because it's a very kind of specific thing. So you just kind of have to, if you've been through it, then you know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, I don't know if it makes a ton of sense, but it adds this extra element.
I feel like Harriet Tubman,
uh-huh,
who played a joke on April Fool's Day and said, no, I think slavery's great. I mean, I was to you the look of freedom. Like, we can be free. We don't have to do this. Then all of a sudden I did this thing where I was like, no, I love being married. And then you did it too. I'm like, oh, I was just kidding, man. April Fools.
I have been very open about the fact that I am pro giving another shot. I told you I give it 10 shots. I don't think I'm going to need to, but you've talked about the people that you see that have been divorced 3, 4, 5 times and you go, what is wrong with these people? And I see those people and go, good for them. Get back up on that horse and try again. Keep trying.
I'm sure.
I love love. You don't love love.
I'm sure the person you're getting engaged to loves to hear that.
I've said, if you were actually listening to what I just said, I said I won't need to, but for those people who
you said you like it. Like, yeah, 3, 4, 5
this
times.
This is my second marriage. You say you would never get married again. And I've said all along, I am totally open to getting married again. I hope I do get married again someday. So, and at this point, we've been together quite a bit longer than I was together with my ex before
we got divorced.
What's that?
You've been together longer than you've been divorced.
Yeah, there's that too. So, you know, it takes a long time to get divorced. So, you know a thing or two about that. A lot of paperwork involved. Anyhow, thank you. Oh, congratulations, Slim. Oh, thank you very much. You guys make a good couple. Thank you. I appreciate it. I know. I feel very, very, very blessed. Very lucky. So, thank you. Thank you. Means a lot. I appreciate that. You're good friends.
Well, I mean, I'm happy for you, but you understand. When this conversation started out, I was afraid that you would say that that's kind of what gave you the nudge. But I was hoping you wouldn't even bring it up, and then we could just move on.
You brought it
up. But you said...
It got me thinking. Yeah. Now's the time. Just do it. You know?
Well, I'm not married or engaged or anything, and I'm happy for you.
Well?
I think it'll be great.
I'm happy for you too, and you're you know, you've got plenty going on with being a dad and all that. So,
People want to know if this means you can get a girlfriend now.
No, I'm not trying that again. I don't know if you remember how that went the first time around, but I'm not trying that again.
Okay.
I mean, my ex was remarried before I think we were divorced, so I'm not sure how that works. But, I mean, It did seem, I don't know, you know, I did the whole social media divorce when I got divorced, so I didn't see any of my ex's stuff,
sure.
But you guys sure didn't, so you guys told me what was going on,
yeah.
And it sounded to me like she might have been remarried, she might have been married to two people at once, I'm really not sure, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, yeah. I didn't rush into anything, and that I took my time, and...
Well,
we lived together, and huh?
Was she happy?
Very happy.
Okay.
I realized I'd been overthinking it. She was very happy.
So how do you? What do you do now?
What do you mean?
Well, you've been divorced, and but right, she has. Right. So do you have a big wedding?
She doesn't want a wedding.
Oh,
yeah,
you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact,
in some degrees, I mean, you can still go through it, but it would be weird for you to have a big one.
Right.
I think.
Right. As a matter of fact, when she was younger, her dad, because she's got two sisters, so there's three daughters. Mm-hmm. Their dad said, "Look. Here's money I set aside for a wedding, okay? Because for whatever reason, the bride's parents are on the hook for most of the wedding costs, you know, supposedly. Right. So he said, okay, here's the money I've set aside for your weddings. It's up to you. If you want to have a wedding, then I will hold on to this money and give it to you. If you do not want to have a wedding, then you can have the money for something else early, but then you don't get the wedding money. And she was always the one who was adamant, like, I don't want... like a wedding, like in a church. I'm not religious. I don't want to do any of that. So
what are you guys going
to
do?
She just wants to, you know, have like a get-together. You know, like a, what do they call it? What's the thing after the wedding?
A reception?
Reception, yeah. Just like the reception portion of it, I think, is all she wants to do.
And then get, like, married in the courthouse or something?
Well, that's the question. I don't know if we're just going to get married in the courthouse first, or if she would like to have someone at this... kind of get together, do a ceremonial marrying.
I like Crackman's dealer. He said, yeah, my wife says she doesn't want a gift for Valentine's Day, except she does.
Look, she can do whatever she wants. I'm open to doing whatever she wants to do. I'm just telling you what she's told me thus far. Like when I went to Nick's wedding, he'd obviously been married for a long time, but they did like a ceremonial, you know, reading of the vows or whatever. So I don't know if she's going to want to do that or not. So far, she's acted like that's not really... what she wants to do, at least not have like a walk down the aisle, any of that stuff. But whether or not we just go get married first and then just have the reception, that was what we had talked about originally, what she'd said she'd wanted to do the first time around, but we haven't said anything in stone yet. We haven't set a date.
Have you talked about it?
I mean, not a ton. No, not yet. But we have talked about it, but I'm saying we haven't actually scheduled anything, so I don't know for sure if that's what she wants. I know.
Could you tell her that I was
talking
just joking and get your ring back?
She doesn't know. She doesn't. That has nothing. There's no nothing there. There's nothing there. It was just, you know, one of the many things. It was a sign. I took it as a sign, Lazo. I took that as a sign.
Yeah, but it was a fake sign.
Well, there were other signs. There were other signs.
It was a sign, but it wasn't a real sign.
There were other signs as well.
It was just a joke sign.
I got you now. And you know what?
Like a sign that says, you know.
If nothing else, I'm glad that my engagement finally got the truth out of you about that ring. Because it was bothering me and a lot of other people. So, but there were lots of signs. And like I said, I had the ring. So
I really kept that marriage thing up pretty good.
Yeah.
Even like,
to
you know,
me, to Snowcomb.
Yeah, buddies of mine who were like, yo, is that, because they heard us talking about the ring, is that thing BS? And I was like, no. And
it
then
drove
just walked
me crazy.
Away.
Drove me crazy. And we had listeners on Twitch. And
I'll put it back on. There's not everybody who listens to the show is listening right now. I'll put it back on and continue on with it. Maybe Snowcomb will get married.
Yeah, maybe it'll nudge Snowcomb.
I just start nudging people to get married. Like, hey, I love being married. It's awesome. That'll be my, that's a really
good
role
legacy.
For me.
Be a
I
good
just
legacy.
Push people to get married who didn't want to.
Okay. Ha 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 ha. I do want to. So let's just, you know, make that clear.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, so this lawsuit, I think, has legs.
And yeah, me too.
I really do want to put aside the previous talk of frivolous lawsuits and all that. I don't think this is frivolous. And I'm actually, once I read it, I thought, I'm kind of surprised this hasn't already happened, and maybe someone will say
well,
something.
I think it was really smart. I had never thought of it before, so I am not surprised. I mean, I think it's a real loss, and I'm not surprised that somebody didn't think about it.
Okay, well, it involves Apple, so you've got a company that's already got money.
Billions.
Yep, and it involves a businessman. I like how they just call him a businessman. He's a businessman. He's an English businessman,
mm-hmm.
And he and his wife had been married for years. But towards the end of his relationship with his wife. He says everything was going great, except that in the last couple of years, he had started turning to hookers. Their word, not mine. And so when he would talk to these sex workers over the phone, he was very careful to delete all of the iMessages. So, you know, anyone who doesn't use an iPhone, iMessage is just the Apple's text, right? So he was very careful to always delete those messages. But it ended up not mattering because he and his wife had a Mac desktop computer, like an iMac. And he had his iMessages apparently synced to that iMac. Here we go. Snowcone knows how this goes. And so his wife ends up finding these text messages.
Even though he had deleted them.
Even though he deleted them. She ends up finding these text messages that he deleted from his phone that didn't get deleted from the iMac. And she read them. And needless to say, she filed for divorce less than a month later. And not only did she divorce him, she took him, they say, according to these articles, the Telegraph and where was I reading this? Telegraph and the Sunday Times. They say that she took him for all he's worth. So now he's suing Apple because he wants to recover the money that he lost in this divorce. He's not necessarily, from the way this thing looks, saying, I'm suing you because you ruined my relationship. He's saying, you ruining my relationship financially harmed me.
Right.
And it shouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened.
And when someone deletes something and you say it's deleted, then we should feel comfortable that you deleted it.
Exactly.
Not that, oh, yes, it's deleted, but it's in these other places or people can find it. No.
Yep.
If I deleted something, then it should be deleted.
Yep.
And if it's not deleted, then you should tell us that it's not deleted. Like when you delete something, delete it from this phone only.
Right.
Something along those lines when you delete stuff.
And remember, this isn't deleted everywhere.
When I read his story, I thought, I think it has legs. I think he can say, hey, I deleted these messages.
Yeah.
I wanted them to be deleted. You told me you deleted them, yet they were not deleted.
Mm-hmm.
And because those messages weren't deleted, I'm not saying that it ruined my... That's the cause for my divorce. I'm the cause for my divorce. What I am saying is that you not deleting those made me lose my case in court.
And a lot of money.
Yeah. So and I don't see how that isn't relevant. I really don't. I deleted this, yet my wife found them. It's not like I deleted this and then the FBI went to Apple and said, hey, we need to find this.
No.
That would be something different. This is, I deleted them. You said they were deleted, and they weren't. They were just on my computer.
Right. And so what he's suing Apple for, he says he wants to cover the money that he lost in the divorce, as well as all of his legal bills. So he says it's $6.3 million. Keep in mind, he's a businessman.
Right.
He must be successful. But he's suing them for about $6.3 million. Now, he claims also that he and his wife were, and this is a quote, very happily married. Now, I know you're thinking, well, but that's what he says. And he said they've been happily married for over 20 years. He even called it a superb marriage. Again, his words, not mine. But he says that if she had found out that he was cheating some other way, that he thinks there's a good chance they could have worked through it. But the fact that she saw the text.
He could also make the argument that, yeah, we were happily married. We were happily married because she thought I was in a monogamous relationship. I was happy because I wasn't.
Exactly.
And that's why I went to professionals, and our relationship was fine.
Yep.
Now, you may think that that's weird or whatever, and it's not fine, but for us, me lying was working.
Well, and at the very least, it sounds like if he's seeking professional help, it's not an emotional thing where he's falling in love with someone else. So he says he thinks they could have worked through it if she'd found out some other way, but because she saw those text messages, he says it was just too brutal. It was too brutal of a way for her to find out, and it was something that she couldn't forgive. So I will say also, his lawyers are thinking about turning this into a class action if they can get other men to come forward and say that the same thing happened to them. Snowcone.
Hello.
Lots of people. I mean, how many people has this happened to? I'm sure
Everybody. I mean, not the same story, but thinking that I deleted something and it not being deleted.
Right.
And coming back to haunt me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, you can say, well, you should have known that your computer, you know, there's an option there. Do you want to sync iMessages across devices? Okay, but I think this is really about when I hit delete and it says delete message.
It's about the, so, and they say, oh, well, you know, you should have known that you synced everything through
iMessage.
iMessage, mm-hmm. and so it's on your iPad and your computer and everything else. Okay. But when I delete it, it should delete it from everything that I'm synced to.
Yeah.
Not just the device that I'm on. If it's going to go to all the devices, then when I delete it, it should delete from all the devices. I think how many guys have gotten divorced over their wife uses Find My iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it says they're in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. They're at the gas station next door.
And suddenly.
Thank you.
Suddenly there's
you're on,
divorce.
I'd like to
point to Exhibit A.
To Exhibit A. So you're not in that apartment. You're at the grocery store right next door, yeah. but it's off. So now, you know, your wife is like, well, you go to this apartment 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And you're like, what apartment? Because you don't know what they're talking about because you haven't been to an apartment.
And it turns out?
Turns out the GPS was a little off.
And you were at a gas station.
Getting coffee
door.
Every morning.
Yep. And when I first saw the headline for this story, I honestly thought, oh, this is going to involve deleted voicemails. Because I didn't know until recently that there was a way to find deleted voicemails and maybe even call history. I had to look something up. You know, I'm so used to getting those robocalls and I delete stuff and delete stuff. And one day I was like, oh, crap, that was the message I needed. I think it had something to do with the vet. I don't remember. But I had to go on YouTube and I looked up, is there a way? Are those things saved? And whatever it was I was trying to do, look up the phone number or a voicemail, there was a way to pull it back up. Like, you know, not so obvious way to pull it back up. And I thought, you know, that's one of those things. How many of those is it saving on my phone? Again, when I delete something. When you delete something on, like a lot of Android devices will do, like Microsoft, where it says move to trash. I do think that moving to trash implies it is now being put in another folder that you can go through if you want and permanently delete. But it's just like the recycle bin on your desktop with Windows. That move to trash is different than saying delete these messages.
I think they got a case.
When you highlight those messages,
so,
and
are you
going to
jump on this?
I mean, I should, right?
That's the exact same thing that happened to you.
Pain and suffering. Now, you didn't lose millions in a divorce, but you could say pain and suffering.
But I potentially could have. I don't know.
Right.
Well, and you could say pain and suffering.
Pain and suffering, absolutely. There's a lot of pain and suffering.
You could say it was a superb relationship.
It was.
You would have been able to work through those things had she maybe found out a different way. But her being home alone,
or not finding out at all.
She had moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she was back in the country and moved in.
Yeah.
And
now you were in love.
Yes. Yeah. He was in love with her.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good one. Has not been able to find love.
Life hasn't been the same.
Has not. Yeah, exactly. Because you can always sue for emotional damages. So it doesn't have to be, here's my bills.
And not only that, punitive to them.
Yep.
Like, you know, they've got to learn that, hey, if it says delete, we delete.
Yep.
And, you know, the little tracker needs to say it's close. It may not be exact.
Right.
You know, somewhere in this vicinity, not a little dot that says you're right here.
I mean,
I
deleted it from my phone, and it showed up on the iPad.
And it said deleted.
It said deleted. It was deleted.
It doesn't say, like, move to trash or remove from this device.
No, it was deleted, for sure.
The prompt that comes up, it says delete.
Yeah.
Yes, delete these messages. So, and you know, Lazo,
I don't think there's anybody arguing that. I really can't think of anybody arguing saying this isn't a real case.
I don't think so. And you brought up the FBI thing, like, well, this isn't like the FBI had to subpoena Apple and then they said, here's this stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because I think we, in 2024, are well aware that when we Google something, that when we call someone, any of the, you know, text someone, that even if we get rid of that stuff, delete our browsing history, whatever, that it's there somewhere. There was a time when we didn't, though. There was a time when, depending if you're old enough to remember.
I'm still not totally sure how long it's
there.
They can't keep everybody's.
Right. It's like, how long keeping this
stuff? I can't imagine it's long.
I mean, there was a time when we first saw probably a story in the news about someone who deleted their browsing history, and then Google said to the police, here's the search history. And we went, wait, what?
Right.
That scared a lot of people. So nowadays you just say, well, it's common knowledge that they save that stuff. But I think even that, I'd like to get to the point someday.
But it says clear.
It does. And they say
delete.
It's somewhere in your conditions and terms or whatever. Yeah, except that those things
are
impossible.
And also clear just means like it's off your browser for now.
Delete browsing history.
So I think mine says clear.
Okay,
I think
some of them still say delete.
If it says delete, then it's delete.
Maybe some of them. Maybe they've moved to clear for that very reason. I don't know.
Right.
But this is different. This is something that has probably affected a lot of people, and it's right there in the word delete. Are you sure? Delete message.
Right. Delete yes. means delete.
And if you say, well, it synced across devices, well, then why didn't it sync?
Yeah, why didn't it delete across devices? Delete. It doesn't make any sense.
And I've never had this happen, but I also don't have Apple products. I've had an iPad. I never synced my iMessage to it. And I had an Air, MacBook Air, an old one, that I used for a very brief amount of time. I'm not familiar with Apple well enough to have liked it. But I've heard this story from enough people who've said their messages synced across devices. And it's one thing if you just weren't thinking, oh, iCloud or iMessage was on and they saw it. But to say I deleted it and then it doesn't delete on another device. Snowcone, you're saying that you deleted it on your phone?
I did.
And it still showed up on the iPad?
It did. Because I think the iPad hadn't been turned on because I never really used it.
It needs to sync, right?
And when I came to work, she was at my place where she was staying and turned the iPad on ostensibly to listen to music or something.
Yeah.
And when she turned it on, all those texts, because it was a text to me, came through.
And do they eventually, once iCloud is done syncing, does it delete those messages? Did she just see them before they happened to get deleted?
I really don't know.
I don't know how that works either. Like I said, I haven't had that happen to me, but I've heard it happen many times before to other people. And this story, I think, is the kind of thing where if they're looking for people to sign on and turn it into a class action, look no further. We got two guys right here that this has happened to.
Right.
So call them up. Now, I don't know, they're in the UK, but I would not think that they would have a difficult time at all finding people, men and women, that this has happened to, that say, hey, yeah, I got totally hosed by this too because I thought it was deleted and it wasn't deleted. You know, it's all right there in the words. I think, Laszlo, you're right. If it says clear, then you go, clear history, okay. I don't know if that means delete. And I think that's why it's important too that if your phone says something like move to trash, then that would be different. But with iOS, right. It says delete.
Delete. And if it says, then delete's delete.
It should be delete.
Right. No means no. Delete means delete.
Yes. And I don't think that you should have to say this is the money that I lost in alimony and legal bills. That's great. Whatever. If he's suing for the $6.3 million, I hope he gets it. But I think you could also just sue for pain and suffering. And like you said, punitive damages.
Sure.
So find a way to get on this lawsuit. Snowcone, maybe I know there's going to be a time difference because they're in the UK, but maybe we could see if we could find
one of the lawyers. I'm afraid you're going to be able to sue me for pretending to be married. Now you're married.
We'll cross that bridge when we get thing at a time.
Let's fraud on my part.
Let's see if we can find some of the lawyers. The people, if they're going to take on Apple, this has got to be a big law firm. So we should at least be able to find a paralegal in that office or something and say, hey, we want to sign on.
Got it.
The Church of
A Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's up? So I tried searching Aaron Rodgers, Chupacabra.
I probably misheard.
I got some stories about Chupacabras. Apparently someone made a movie somewhat recently about the Chupacabra, a documentary. But I didn't see anything with Aaron Rodgers and the Chupacabra on the same page. And I did see that Aaron Rodgers said that he missed camp, missed mini camp, didn't tell them. Then he did tell them. The article I read in USA Today said he will be fined for that, but it looked like the coach and I guess I don't know if the other staff on the team are okay with it. But the only thing I saw is that people said he needed time away from football and that he was doing something very important. I saw both of those things. And I saw an article from last week saying that Colin Cowherd had inside sources who said that we would all know where Aaron Rodgers was soon. But I don't know if we ever got that information or not.
I don't know.
But I may have made it more difficult
for
myself.
Saying some, Coronado Crackman saying some sort of retreat. It looks like some sort of...
Oh, ayahuasca?
Well, or just any type. It could have been one of those isolation
getaways
again. Who knows? So, in the last, like, 10 years...
What is ayahuasca?
That's like...
It's like the stuff you trip on, and it's like peyote, but it's like in the jungles of Brazil and, you know, Peru.
Changes your life.
It's like a severe, severe, severe trip.
Yeah.
Basically.
I know someone who did it, and we were like, oh, you know, did you like it? And she goes, no. She goes, and I wouldn't recommend it. And I would say it changed my life for the worse, and I'm still hoping that I get better. And I was like, okay. Well, that doesn't sound very good. I mean, she like paid money to go have one of these guides do the whole thing.
Did she explain why it was worse?
She said that it just got into her head, and she has felt lower ever since. Like, she hasn't quite recovered. Nothing about gorillas and business suits or any of that, but she just said she didn't like it, and apparently that is a risky run. I've never done any... I've never dropped, like, a bunch of acid. I know Snowcone has. I think Laszlo has.
Yeah.
I've never done a peyote.
Yeah, ayahuasca is like,
I've never done
like
ayahuasca.
The most intense. Like, you throw up a bunch and then it's just
don't you
like,
throw up with peyote too? Don't you puke in that tent?
Yeah.
That just doesn't sound like fun to me. I'm also, they say, well, you know, you get in touch with something and it'll rewire your brain. And I'm like, I don't know that I want
people
that.
People say like it strips your ego and like
it's, yeah, that's it. That's the one that
it's
I always
supposed to
hear.
Like strip your ego.
It strips your ego. You get in touch with it and then you lose it. Okay,
right.
Well.
Right.
Then how
that
the
could help Aaron Rodgers.
How am I supposed to get by? Yeah, that's true. That's true. So in the last like decade, there's been a lot of, if you have health insurance at work, you probably get stuff about telehealth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, talk to a doctor online.
I don't know how to use it, though.
There's an app that you can download. I don't know, though. Every time our insurance changes, I'm like, oh, do I need to get a new app? I should probably read that stuff more carefully. But Snowcone's used it, right? Didn't you use telehealth through our insurance at some point?
Yeah.
Is okay. Is it easy?
Yeah, the times I did. The problem I had was that they could only fill my prescriptions twice. But they didn't tell me that until I needed it the third time.
But
it
was,
how do you use it? Well, show me how you use it.
Yeah, there's like a card, like on our insurance card, or there's a separate card that I called, and with a matter of minutes, I had like my prescriptions filled.
I think
it was super easy.
You might be able to download the app and just type in the name of our insurance company and see which one they use, if it's telehealth, and just type in your information. I think it might be that easy.
It's super easy.
But it's great for people who, you know, during COVID, you couldn't get out of the house. A lot of doctor's offices were doing quarantine measures. They didn't want people coming in. So a lot of people did medicine over the phone. Nowadays, a lot of people take Adderall, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people want Adderall. And Adderall is a controlled substance. And with these controlled substances, I guess... the rules, at least in most states, it might be federal, but you can get a lot of these things prescribed via telehealth, but then it will, just like what happened with Snowcone, eventually they say, now you have to see a doctor in person. So if they're allowing you to just continue to do it over the phone and you've never met with them, you know, there's a chance that it's a little shady. I have a friend, she got her medication, like all of her medication, through some sort of telehealth thing. And she said that it got harder and harder over the years to fill her prescriptions because first it was CVS and then Walgreens, the two biggest pharmacies in the country, said, we're not taking prescriptions from them anymore. Like,
really?
they didn't recognize them, right? Like, even though they still had their license, I guess, the pharmacy's like, no. Because pharmacies are really worried about getting in trouble, again, the way that they did for the OxyContin thing, that the next one will be for benzos or speed or whatever. So telehealth, they call it a struggling telehealth company, tried to exploit Adderall sales for profit. And, I mean, it sounds like it worked for a while, but prosecutors say that the whole thing was a scam and shouldn't have been happening, and now they're, you know, in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be sort of a more obscure technique, but according to the Justice Department, this was all based on social media ads targeting people who feel they might have ADHD, something I've seen come up in my feeds many times before. Prospective patients would just click on a link embedded in one of these ads, and it would take them to a very brief survey. They say it takes about a minute to fill out, and then it would connect them with a clinician who could then prescribe them a stimulant like Adderall or another prescription.
I see those ads.
Yeah, me too.
I see them for all kinds of things. I see them for the drug I'm not allowed to talk about. I see them for Adderall. I see them for the hair loss stuff, all kinds of Viagra. But I never knew. I have tried a couple times to follow those things through and see where it takes me. And at least with my luck, it always says, okay, well, here's a list of doctors in your area. Oh, it's like, right. Oh, well, I could have done that on my own. But I know people say they get prescriptions. Have you done it? Did you
I've
get something through like an Instagram ad?
No.
Okay. Did you, Snowcone?
Nope.
Well, I know that Brooke has, but I thought that one of you had. But so anyway, there are ways, and I know, Lazlo, you've said that with the weight loss drugs that are so popular.
I see them all the time, the ads.
That the ads you've looked at, they will send you through to someone who will just talk to over the phone, and then they can prescribe those drugs. So that's what it sounds like was happening here. They target you through social media. They say, hey, do you have ADHD? I saw part of their little survey that you had to take. You know, do you find it difficult to complete tasks on time? Yes or no? I mean, if you wanted Adderall, it doesn't look like it would have been very hard to get through this app. And the company allegedly sold more than 40 million pills since the start of COVID-19. So they're in trouble for that. That's one of those things. They did that documentary on HBO about the guys who ran the Oxy thing in Florida. And they were making money hand over fist. But I just thought, you know what? Lazlo and I, as greedy as we are and as easily corruptible as we are, I could see us maybe doing something like that, but they got so carried away with it, and I'd be so worried about the consequences, because that does seem bad.
I don't even know if I would have thought about the consequences if I was the Oxy guys, to be honest with you. The consequences of getting in trouble, I would have thought, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we're billionaires, but when people started dying all the time...
Yeah, that was bad.
I think, you know what I mean? Like, I really think that's when I would have... And I know that's like, it would have taken you that, but yeah, probably.
No, it's true.
And I'd have been like, you know what, man? We have enough money. This stuff is killing people.
I agree.
But just be done with it.
I mean, they were talking about people getting in car accidents on the way home, and that these are all deaths from Oxy that you can't necessarily count because they didn't die from overdosing on this medication, but it caused a lot of car accidents. I'd never thought of any of that stuff. And those guys knew. Once they got as big as they were, they saw the people that were in line to get into their clinics.
I think it was watching those documentaries and then the thing that Matthew Broderick was in or whatever. They knew, and they knew it was addictive. I do think they were slightly shocked when people started dying as much as they did. I think they were slight. I thought that they were like, whoa, what? But then they're like, yeah, well, all right, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, it's popular.
It's not our fault.
Yeah, keep
it's not our fault.
They're drug addicts. Whatever.
Right, they're drug addicts. That's not what we're doing. And so, you know.
They were misusing it. But but with Adderall, my thing about Adderall is, first of all, you do have a lot of people with ADD or ADHD. That number continues to rise. And we don't know if it's because of phones or what, but we just know that the number continues to rise. And also, this is a country that is built on creating wealth for wealthy people, right?
Right.
We're doing well if rich people are getting richer. And if you want the GDP to continue to go up every year, and you want wealthy people to keep getting wealthier, then you might want to think about go ahead and prescribing Adderall to all the people who need it and not cause these shortages where people can't get their prescriptions on time, or where you start to treat it like, oh, this is the new abused narcotic. If they start doing that and they restrict it the way that they did with OxyContin, I don't think they're going to like the results because I don't think the GDP is going to go up. If you start stripping this from people because companies take advantage like this telehealth company, then we're going to have problems, I think. I think the country should just look at it and say, remove the stigma. A lot of people need it. I was in line to get mine one time. This was like last summer, and there was this old man there, and of course there were shortages. I mean, this guy was like in his late 70s, early 80s maybe, and he said he was waiting for his Adderall. And I said, oh, that's what I'm waiting for. I said, you know, these shortages, you can't hardly get it. And I said, they're just handing it out to everybody now. And he said, I think everybody needs it. He goes, I think that the reason there's so many people taking it is because there's so many people who need it. And just hearing this old man say that, it wasn't what I was expecting. I was like, you know what? He's right. Let's just change the way we think about it and say, hey, quit with the shortages. Quit treating it like this, the next Oxy. As far as I know, it's not, right? Are we going to look back on it?
I don't know that a lot of people are dying from it.
Is it killing people? Is it causing car accidents? Yeah. I mean, I just haven't heard that stuff. But as far as these telehealth things go, I feel like I know if I get a prescription for a weight loss drug, a GLP-1, over Instagram, I'm going to think that was probably kind of shady. And I know it's legal, but I'm going to think also this may not be around a year from now, 2 years from now. I feel like the government will probably start to crack down on those things, but... Who knows? I mean, look, if Trump gets elected, maybe the government says we're not interested. The Justice Department says we don't care about this stuff. Or maybe they crack down even more. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how to use it successfully. Because, like, I'm at a point where now I need to find a new doctor, and there aren't any doctors taking new patients.
Right.
So it's like, okay.
I need to find out how to use our telehealth. I've never used it before. That would come in handy.
When we take a break coming up here, we'll take a look at it. I don't think it's that hard to do. You guys may have seen the video now, but 30 people, or sorry, I don't know if it's 30 people. It's 30 minutes that these riders were stuck on this amusement park ride at Oaks Park in Portland. I've never heard of it, but the ride was called Atmosphere. It's a big, imagine it's a big circle, okay? We're all sitting, we've got harnesses over our shoulders, and we're sitting in this giant circle. And it's on a big metal swinging arm, looks like the kind of thing that could probably be at a carnival.
Guy.
And it goes, it flips the whole circle upside down and spins. Like it twists, and then the circle spins. Well, it got stuck perfectly upside down with everyone hanging on in their harnesses for 30 minutes.
Oh,
that's
man.
Not great.
The amusement park took a turn for the worse for a group of folks in Oregon this weekend. It happened on the Atmosphere ride at Oaks Park in Portland. 28 riders there spent about 25 or 30 minutes stuck upside down. Eventually, operators were able to lower that ride manually and get everyone off safely. One person, though, with a pre-existing medical condition was taken to the hospital for further evaluation. The park says the ride has been shut down. They're working with the manufacturer to figure out what went wrong.
Okay, two quick questions for you, and the reason I brought this up. One, we have a ride at our local amusement park that was moved here from another one of their parks because it was having problems. And if you go on YouTube and watch the coverage from the local news in San Diego about that ride, you can see some of the incidents. And at one point, I think riders got stuck at the top of this thing. And that thing's tall, really tall. They got stuck up there for hours, like 2.5-3 hours before they could get people down. Would you rather be stuck sitting in a chair that high up, baking in the sun for 2 or 3 hours, or stuck upside down for 25-30 minutes?
Up top.
Up top, just sitting there?
I don't need to be upside down.
I think the upside down is
too much. I think I'd be scared the whole
time.
I'm going to fall, the blood rushing to my head.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm going to have an aneurysm. Like, a lot of things that I'm thinking about. Where if I'm up top, I'm like, I don't think we're going to fall off.
No, I'm just going to get a sunburn. Yeah.
Or there's, you know, they're going to bring a cherry picker or something up here and get me.
Yeah. So then, last question, we can take a break. When I went to Old Shawnee Days last weekend, Brooke was telling me that her dad always said that amusement park rides are safer, or sorry, that the fair, the carnival rides, are safer than actual amusement park rides because at the carnival, they get more inspections and they have to be really careful to make sure these things are safe and there's someone that comes in and inspects these rides as they put them up. So he believes that they're safer. Now, I've always thought the carnival ride, most of the fun is that it's sitting on cinder blocks, right?
Right.
And I've never heard that it's safer. My brother was like, yeah, I've heard other people say that too, which side are you on? Do you assume that the carnival ride is a sketchier ride?
Well, I used to think that the amusement park rides were safer.
Right.
Until we had that incident here and we found out in Kansas there was no oversight.
And last year, no, I guess 2 years ago, we had that teenager, the football player, who fell off that ride in Florida, right? And there was video of it.
Right.
We see these stories about people getting stuck upside down. I wonder, over the course of the last 10 years, have there been more incidents with
traveling
rides?
Carnival... You probably got to go through each state. Every state's probably different. I bet you some of them are tougher than others. So
it could be.
If you live in a state where it's pretty lax, like Kansas was, at least when that incident happened.
They said they didn't have any department of oversight for those rides, which was interesting. But does that mean they don't have one for carnivals? You know, is a carnival inspecting itself?
Well, maybe not. But if that carnival then goes to Idaho or something where there's really strict laws.
Right.
Then they probably just do it for everything.
Keep it the same. Right.
Right.
Yes. Because I know in Missouri, they have the Department of Agriculture is in charge. They inspect everything. So if they know, like you say, we're going to go over there, just build it so that it's ready for the strictest of states, which let's just guess is California. I'd never thought this before, but I'm starting to see the logic. Like, maybe a carnival ride is safer, but there's got to be a way to go back and track and see how many people in the last 10, 20 years have gotten hurt on rides in the United States. Amusement park versus carnival. I don't think of an amusement park ride as dangerous at all. In my mind, if it's at an amusement park and it's stationary,
I didn't.
It's safe.
Until I took my kid on that ride at Schlitterbahn 2 weeks before the thing happened.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I guess.
I was like, come on. And then they had the Velcro thing on. They put Velcro on us. And I really, people were like, why would you go down it with Velcro? Literally, my mind thought, well, if it's only got Velcro on it, it probably doesn't even go that fast.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think there, like, there's no way we're coming out of this. It must not go that fast. Just high and go slow. And then when we got, you know, to the bottom, we were fine, but
Yeah, how long was it after you rode that ride that the incident happened?
Literally the next week.
It was the next week. I thought it was really close to
that. Yeah, it was the next week.
That is crazy. All right, we'll take a break. Snow going.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
you. Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm glad you guys think so.
Yeah.
Someone asked if I wanted to talk to a psychologist.
Was it a psychologist or psychiatrist?
They offered both.
Psychiatrist is the one you want. They got the goods.
Yeah, yes. Right. But they don't really talk to you.
Psychiatrist? Not much.
No, super quick. Talk to a psychiatrist. They're like, hey, like what's wrong with you? And you're like, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, okay, you have...
That's it.
You have bipolar, this, this, and this. Go get your meds. A psychologist will be like, hey, let's talk.
Yeah, it's like a therapist. I don't need that. You work with one. You know what I mean? You don't need...
Which one of you two?
Me, I would say. But, you know, Sunko's not a bad therapist himself.
There you go.
So what you need is a psychiatrist. God damn it.
But I'm fine.
He can, or he, she can...
I'd never used a teledoc
before.
That was...
pretty easy.
Once I realized that we changed companies.
Yeah. I thought we might have.
Because I called the teledoc guy and he's like, yeah, no, you don't have coverage. So then I was like, no. Did I not pay my insurance? You know what I mean? Like, right. What? I know I do.
No, we just don't open our mail. And right. So I know they change it sometimes. And I was like, yeah, last time I used it, that's what it was.
And he's like, you need to call these people. Then I called those people. Like, no, you need to call these people. But finally, they figured it all out.
Healthcare in America is awesome. It's so great.
I will say, you know what? I complain a lot. That was pretty sweet.
Right. But they're just like, hey, I've never met you. I don't know anything about you. Have some drugs. Here you go.
Well, they knew that I'd had them before.
Maybe. Maybe. Seriously. They just take you at your word. It's not like they share all this information.
Right. And I didn't ask for Oxy.
There's not a permanent record.
I didn't ask for anything controlled.
No, I know. I'm just saying, though, it is. That's America. Like, here you go. Yeah. Take some psychiatric meds.
Well,
take
that is true.
That. And I'll never
see
you
again. But I have a history of taking those, so I'm sure you can see them.
You're American. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, now we do it over the phone. My doctor.
You think she can see all my past prescriptions?
I don't think
probably.
She can. I don't think she can. Not, I mean, maybe if she really dug and wanted to and looked you up and started contacting other doctors, but I don't think you have, like, a permanent record.
But I would think, because she, the only reason why I say that, because she is through our insurance company, they probably have a list of everything they pay for me.
That the insurance company might have a list
right?
of what they
so
pay
she's,
for.
I don't
but
know
we also them. Change insurance
right.
all the time, so I don't know how much of that stuff gets shared.
Anyway.
But I told you, my doctor's like, yeah, if you want to keep seeing me, you're just going to have to pay an annual fee.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. He's like, here, if you should sign up. Yeah, it's a club. We'll just have you sign this, and you'll pay an annual fee, and then, you know, you can come see me. And I'm like, guess I got to find a doctor. But then, of course, all I hear on the news is that nobody can find doctors.
Well, you find one on Teledoc. That lady in Nevada is very nice.
Yeah, but for mine, I have to see a doctor in person once every 3 months or something like that. So
and also, if you guys want proof that it's all a simulation, she said, I have your name here, not to get personal, but I live on Geiger Drive.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was like, look at that.
Oh, and she's like, you know what? So I've just got a good feeling about you. What do you want? Let me get this other pad of paper out here. Let's start writing stuff down.
She seemed very nice.
The Surgeon General has called for a warning. You know, like they put warnings on cigarettes that say, warning.
Yeah.
This is bad for you. I don't know. What else do they put warnings on? All I can think of is cigarettes. But the Surgeon General has now called for a warning label of some sort on social media for children. So I don't know if this means every time you open TikTok or Instagram, you'll get, boom, the Surgeon General's warning first, but they want a warning of some type.
This morning, when it comes to social media, the Surgeon General is making a bold statement in an op-ed in the New York Times. Dr. Vivek Murthy writes in part, it is time to require a Surgeon General's warning label on social media platforms, stating that social media is associated with significant mental health harms for adolescents.
So he wrote a whole thing in the New York Times. And he says that it's time that we put this Surgeon General's warning, and that it would be a tobacco-like warning label for social media. So I really don't know, though, if he's saying you should see it every time it pops up, or if you just should see it when you sign up. I mean, with cigarettes, certainly they put them on every pack. So
yeah.
I imagine that maybe he's thinking every time you open up an app, if you're under a certain age, you get this Surgeon General.
Why would it be
warning.
For under a...
Well, maybe it's for everybody.
Yeah, it should be for everybody. I mean, I get it. We're worried about kids.
Yeah,
but
exactly. They're talking about...
It's ruining everybody, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you start laying in bed and I think about where we headed as a society, and I'll talk about AI, and I know. I'm sure every generation has had their big things, and there was the Industrial Revolution, all this stuff, and it probably scared a lot of people. But it does just feel like, you know, now we're just talking to doctors on FaceTime for 20 seconds.
Well, that's convenient.
Well, it is convenient. It is convenient. But, and you know, we just stream our movies at home and then get all of our information convenient. About life through social media. We
actually,
get all
I like,
our news
I like
through
it.
There. I mean, look, it's designed to...
Be convenient.
Be convenient. Make everything less challenging, I suppose. And make it so that you don't have to leave the house. It seems like our ultimate goal is make it so you don't have to leave the house or get off the couch. You can do everything right there. And they've gotten pretty damn good at it. There's fires.
I wonder if that lady, does she only do? I don't know. I'm talking about because I just had a teledoc appointment. Or
Yeah.
I wonder, is that always she does?
Probably.
So she just sits in an office and they just wait, and then she just, man, that's a good gig.
Probably. Well, I mean, that's...
If she just like, bleep, all right, what's wrong? Like, that is a really good job.
Yeah. The problem is, like, with that company that we talked about earlier in the news, there's companies like that, and then someone comes in and audits them and says, wait a second, what were you prescribing? How long were you seeing these patients? Blah, 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 blah. And then they get in trouble. Now, I'm not saying this one is one of those, but I'm saying those things do clearly exist because they just busted another one. So with all this medicine over the phone, who wouldn't want
that?
If
you're a doctor, I don't know, you could easily say no to anything that you thought, you know, hey, this jackass is just trying to get oxy.
Yeah.
Right? And just say no and still make a ton of money just by like, what do you need?
Right. But I can't
an SSRI
even,
you need, right?
Yeah, but if I'm your doctor over the phone, I can't even check your blood pressure, let alone give you a physical and see, like, are you healthy enough for these medications? I just look at you and take you at your word. Like, have you taken them before? You know what it does? Okay, you know how hard it is to quit and all that? And you're just like, yeah. And, like, you promise someone gave it to you before? Oh, yeah. And they're like, okay, yeah, here you go. 6 months.
I wonder if it would be harder if you were looking for something else.
Well, I think the schedule ones, I think, are really hard, which is why that... telehealth place got in trouble because they said they prescribed, what was it, 40 million pills, Adderall and other things, but they claimed that it was mostly Adderall that they were prescribing.
Well, I wonder if you could just sit in that thing and make probably a solid amount of money just prescribing SSRIs and boner pills.
Well, yeah.
Right? And like, you know, stuff that grows your hair back. And not being like, hey, I'm risk-free. I'm not doing any
benzos.
Of this. Right.
No
I'm not
benzos.
Doing benzos, no oxy. Just stuff that literally if you took it, it's fine. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be fine.
And for each time that you call, for every time someone calls me from the doctor, I assume that I now get that insurance money for a doctor's visit.
Yep.
Oh, just had another visit.
And I'm sure they cut the insurance company a deal and say, do it this way, because we're being told all the time, hey, use the teledoc thing.
They want it.
Because I'm guessing the teledoc business is like, well, if I don't really have to see anybody,
I'll do it for half price. But I can see 10 times as many people in a day.
Right. Yeah.
20 times as many people in a day. You don't even need to make an appointment. Just call me because I can just, I mean, that's literally all you do. You say, I need one. Okay, 2 minutes. Hold on. And then boom, there's a doctor. Yeah. She's like, hello. And I'm sure she talked to someone right before you. And I'm sure she's talked to 4 people since then.
Yep.
And they get that deal. I don't know what the doctor's office normally charges an insurance company for an office visit, maybe like $180, something like that.
It cost me 10.
Right, for your copay. Yep. And so, but maybe these teledocs are like, hey, most places charge $180 for an office visit. We'll charge 80.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because we can do so many of them.
And put everybody who's under your insurance, have them go through me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of money.
So in
and you don't have to pay for a club membership like you do with your doctor.
Right. No.
And you don't have to wait to schedule. It took no time.
No. That's what I'm saying. It was immediate.
Like, I've needed meds, and I skipped a doctor's appointment. Now I call back, and I'm like, yeah, we can get you in a couple. I'm like,
like in a month and a half?
Yeah.
And if you need a new doctor, well, good luck finding one. But if you do, 6 months, maybe 8 to 10 months until you can actually get in to see the doctor. You want to do it over the phone? They're like, yeah, we can give you a fake psychiatrist right now. In Minnesota.
You, they're like, we've connected you here in the room.
And then it's the same person, and she's like, oh, sorry. And she changes hair. She puts on glasses. She's like, so what seems to be the problem with you? You're having troubles with your mental health?
Well,
okay.
Big boy can't get boner.
You don't need a psychiatrist for that. They just give you those. I've got a prescription waiting for me at the pharmacy. I just need to go pick it up. How much is that stuff? My doctor said, you have to fill it at the grocery store. And I said, I don't want to fill it at the grocery store. He's like, no, you have to. It's like 100 times cheaper. I said, just fill it at CVS or Walgreens. Like, I'm telling you, they charge like $300 a bottle. He goes, if you do it at the grocery store, it's like $20. Huh. So he had to send that one prescription for Viagra to the grocery store. So now I got to go into this pharmacy I've never been in before and pick up one prescription. And it's for middle-aged man ED medication. You know, I never thought the day would come. Anyhow, moving on with the news. In Minnesota, the police are no longer going to be allowed to ask you, do you know why I pulled you over? You know, like in every movie, I've never actually had a cop say, do you know why I pulled you over? I don't think. But in every single movie and TV show, when the cop pulls someone over, they say, do you know why I pulled you over?
Yeah.
And apparently, Minnesota and some Minnesotans have said, no, you know what? You can't do that. You're entrapping me or whatever. Can't say
we don't want people making spontaneous confessions, and we don't want law enforcement officers to ask people questions except in a formal interrogation setting where they are Mirandized.
You know, I watch all these true crime shows, and I would say, you know, like 90% or 99% of these things are solved because they bring someone in who says, you know, would you mind talking to us? Sometimes they don't even bring them in. They just talk to them in the street. But, you know, they bring them in and people think, okay, I don't want to look suspicious, so I'll just tell them what, you know, I want them to know and not tell them the rest. And they don't get a lawyer until it's too late.
Yeah.
And then they say, you know what, if you think I'm a suspect in this, then I need a lawyer. It's like, dude, you should have asked for a lawyer the second an officer came up and said, hello, I'm a cop. You say, I want a lawyer. And that's it. And if people did that, I think the percentage of crimes that get solved would be
a lot less.
Just like, you know, they in some countries, they don't allow the police to lie to a person during interrogation. I see why they lie.
Of course.
Just pretend you know. I do it all the time with people in my life. I do pretend you know. Hey, you know, Spencer told me what's going on.
Especially there's two people. Like, Spencer's already told us everything.
He's already told us. I don't really have a problem with that. Now, if it's children, I do. I don't think children need to be interrogated by police officers without lawyers there. You know, I don't like that. They bring
I'll go with you. I'll go with you to say, okay, the cops can lie to us.
Yeah.
But then you can't charge me with anything for lying back.
Okay.
Right? If we're going to go into this room together and you can lie, then I can lie. It can't be so one-sided that you can lie, but if I lie, then you start throwing on obstructions of justice and all kinds of...
Okay, fair.
Right?
Fair.
So we just go in like
it's like temporary immunity that you don't even know.
Right. It's poker room. Hey, we both can lie here. We could be lying, we could not be lying.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't be... Only one side gets to lie, and if this side lies, then they get in trouble. No.
Okay, I'm good with that. So the second the cop tells the lie, now, boom, you've got temporary immunity.
As soon as you walk in the room, now we both know we're able to lie.
Oh, from the very beginning.
Well, we know the cop can do it at any time, so it's not
fair. What if the cop doesn't lie?
Doesn't matter. That's up to him. We're playing poker. The cop can bluff or not. I can bluff or not.
That could make things difficult.
I like
Why? Because
like
the cop knows he can lie.
I'm saying it would make things difficult for the cop. I think at that point they're like, then they just won't lie. They'll say, all right, well, then we'd rather make a rule that says we can't lie.
I think cops know that everyone who gets that talks to them is lying.
Well, I know that, and that's how they solve crimes, and that's how they get obstruction and all that stuff. They threaten people with that stuff. Hey, now you're an accessory. You are now obstructing justice, and that works. You see these people go, okay, all right, fine. Terry did it. He told me not to tell anyone, and they're like, boom, the end. But if everyone just said from the moment an officer speaks to you, I want a lawyer. I mean, when you get pulled over by the police, I've seen those YouTube videos of the lawyer showing what you're supposed to do.
No.
That lawyer didn't even say anything when he gets pulled over. He hands his stuff over, and then the cop says, you know, where are you going? You know, I pulled you over. And the guy says nothing because you don't have to.
Right.
That's it. But people don't know that. You'd think with all the true crime shows and their popularity now that people would pick up on, hey, you know what? I need a lawyer. And I mean that even if you didn't do anything, even if you haven't broken any laws, even if it's like a coworker and they want to ask about what you know about that coworker. No. I want a lawyer.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, so
I'm happy for you. You got boner pills, you're getting married.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm about to turn 42.
Yeah, huh?
In just a couple days. Slim teeth coming up. Okay, you guys probably already know this. I watched the Tom Brady roast just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there was like some jokes about Belichick, and I know there's been some jokes about who he's dating. I mean, Gronk made a joke about who he's dating, right? So, I knew this was a thing that was being discussed, but I didn't know who it was or if this was real.
Coach, you used to talk about Foxborough High School when we sucked, but now I know why you're so obsessed with Foxborough High School. You were scouting your new girlfriend.
The Patriots Hall of Fame induction was over the weekend.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick drew a lot of attention.
because there's been rumors
that, young girl.
That he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now
he's like 25.
He's 72.
Get him, coach. Get him, coach.
He's 72, and this girl, her name's Jordan Hudson, according to this article.
She's attractive.
HelloMagazine.com. She's almost 50 years his junior. Jordan is 24. Yeah. And not only that, she is a former competitive cheerleader. In her Instagram bio, she describes herself as a, quote, glamorous Girl Scout, end quote, as well as a philosopher, entrepreneur, and she is a 2021 NCAA collegiate champion. Earlier this year, she also shared on Instagram her status as Miss Hancock USA when she shared photos from the Miss Maine USA pageant in March. Have you seen pictures of his girlfriend? So you already knew about this.
Yeah.
You saw the pictures?
I saw the pictures. I was happy for him.
Snow Cone, have you seen the pictures?
No, I just found
Have a look-see.
Good Lord.
You see that, Miss Hancock?
My God.
You seen that picture there?
Yeah, I see
Laszlo,
it.
Laszlo, you seen this picture? I don't know if Twitch can see it.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Look at that. Now, listen.
I got a picture of them together.
I have mixed feelings about Belichick. I always have. And then I watched the Patriots saying, I was like, hey, he's just a weird guy. This kind of changes my perception of Belichick a little bit. You know? I mean, go get him, coach. I think you already said it, Laszlo, but this surprises me. I just wasn't expecting it. I don't know why. He's so hard to get a read on, you know? He's just not a very open person. He's a pretty closed-off person. And then he shows up with this 24-year-old Miss Hancock. Whatever. Miss Hancock.
They met on a plane.
Yeah.
And from Boston to Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Hit it off.
Yeah, they hit it off. They talked about philosophy.
Yeah.
Says he talked about the X's and O's of her cheerleading routine.
Yep.
And then they just kind of stayed friendly.
I mean, she's an athlete, right?
Sure.
He's a coach. It only makes sense. I mean, good for him.
Well, nobody's upset about this, are they?
Of course.
Who?
Of course.
Who's upset about
this? The same people that are upset about this every time. The same people that are mad at Leonardo DiCaprio for having a young girlfriend. The same people who say that we should literally ban relationships with 20 or 30 year age gaps, no matter how old the younger person is. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The same people who say that people in their 20s are not actually adults yet, and that a person in their 70s has nothing in common with a person in their 20s, and that it's totally exploitation. And here's my thing. Even if you believe that, who's being exploited? He's 72. She's 24. Why aren't young people allowed to use their youth? You know, it's like the no sex at work thing. Oh, that's a power thing. Yeah, but if the young person has sex with the boss and suddenly can't get fired because they don't want that getting out, that's supposed to be an avenue they have as an option. It's like how a recession helps young people buy houses. You know, there are things that seem bad, but when you look at it a little deeper, like you say, I'm going to get rid of it. And you're like, oh no, there were some unintended consequences.
Right.
What happened to that option that young women, usually young women, young men sometimes do, used to have to work their way up?
Sleep your way to the top.
Sleep your way to the top. I'm not saying that they should. I'm not saying that's the right thing for each person to do.
See, I hear what you're saying, and while I agree, also, this has nothing to do with that.
No.
There's just an older guy and a younger woman, and they apparently like each other.
I'm saying he's very wealthy.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You could say that the reason that
she's very hot.
Exactly. But could But I think most people would assume that the reason she's
Why is the power structure on his side?
Exactly. But because he's...
The power structure's on her side. She's hot.
That's what I said.
I know, but I'm just saying, take all the work stuff out of it.
Right.
They don't work together. There's nothing wrong. He's like, hey, look, I think you're real hot. She's like, great.
Right.
I think you're real rich.
They think he's a creep.
Like, yeah. Why? Why isn't she
because
a creep?
She's so young. Because
she's a gold digger.
They have nothing in common. Exactly. He's got the money.
She's
got
the
youth.
Right.
Right? What are we doing?
It seems like an even play to me.
She's 24. You know, I mean, look, a lot of things need to change. I get that. There's been a lot of bad, bad stuff that men have been doing over the years. And there are a lot of bad things that have been going on, like in Hollywood with Weinstein and all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that every 24-year-old who dates a rich 72-year-old is somehow being damaged or that he is somehow taking advantage of her. She is just as much taking advantage of him. I mean, honestly, I think that she is the one taking advantage, and she's doing it with her looks and her youth. I just want to make sure.
I wouldn't say that he's a victim here.
He's not a victim.
I'm just saying it's a clear trade.
It is a trade.
And that trade is all the time.
Yes.
You know, like two hot people.
Yes.
Right? They're like, look, I'm hot, you're hot, we should dance.
Yep.
If there's like one hot girl and like an ugly guy, but they're the same age, it's like, look, you know I'm super hot, so Whatever. You better have a good job, and you're going to listen a lot more to me than I'm going to listen to you.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes.
There's always some sort of power dynamic.
Of course. And life
any
is
relationship.
Different for people who are good-looking
yes.
as opposed to people who aren't. I don't want to take that away from them. I'm not good-looking. And so, you know, I think it would be, make, you know, a worse argument if I was this good-looking guy saying, hey, don't take power away from good-looking people. But as a person who's never been good-looking, I'm saying let them have it. Let them have it.
Right.
God made them good-looking for whatever reason. Let them have it.
If she wants to be with a guy for whatever reason, then she should be able to be with him. That's the other thing.
That's true,
you
too.
You know, like, you know, it's my body. I'll do what I want
right.
with it. But when somebody uses their body to date Belichick, you're like, ah, he's gross, a creep.
Right.
We should outlaw it. Like,
right.
what? I thought you wanted autonomy
right,
over
because
your body.
Who's the victim here?
Right.
That's my question for those people. Like, we keep saying, is it her? You're saying it's her because he's 72? She's the one with the power here. She's the one who's 24.
Oh, yeah.
He cannot buy that youth.
No.
He cannot
well,
buy a time
of,
machine.
A little bit.
I'm saying for himself.
Right. But
he
at least outside of these eyes, he's younger
right.
today
but he can't
than
make
he was
himself
when he was dating
looking.
His wife.
He can't make himself 24 and hot.
Mm-mm.
But what he can do is be wealthy
yeah.
and meet a 24-year-old who's like, I like that. I like that you're established and that you're wealthy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
And who knows? Maybe, you know, we were talking on the phone or whatever. We met on the plane. I think you're funny. I like you. Whatever.
Why can't they get along?
Exactly. Right.
They're adults. We keep shifting
right.
what an adult is.
Right.
It's like if you want an adult to be 40.
Why can't they get along?
Right. They're adults. There's been plenty of these relationships in the past. And I guess a lot of those people who are bitching on X would say, yeah, and all of those were bad. But I just don't understand why you want to take this power away from good-looking people and good-looking young people. It's always about taking power away from good-looking people and young people, you know?
No, I'm with you.
Like, no, if they're adults and they have this gift, let them use it.
Right.
Right?
I'm with you. What's your name again?
Who cares?
Jordan Hudson. Good yeah. show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yo!
Yo! All right, so
I'm happy for you. You got boner pills, you're getting married.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
Yeah! I'm about to turn 42.
Yeah, huh?
In just a couple days. Slim teeth coming up. Okay, you guys probably already know this. I watched the Tom Brady roast just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there was like some jokes about Belichick. And I know there's been some jokes about who he's dating. I mean, Gronk made a joke about who he's dating, right? So, I knew this was a thing that was being discussed, but I didn't know who it was or if this was real.
Coach, you used to talk about Foxborough High School when we sucked, but now I know why you're so obsessed with Foxborough High School. You were scouting your new girlfriend.
The Patriots Hall of Fame induction was over the weekend.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick drew a lot of attention. Because there's been these rumors
that
he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now
he's like 25.
He's 72.
Get him, coach.
He's 72, and this girl, her name's Jordan Hudson, according to this article.
She's attractive.
HelloMagazine.com. She's almost 50 years his junior. Jordan is 24. Yeah. And not only that, she is a former competitive cheerleader. In her Instagram bio, she describes herself as a, quote, glamorous Girl Scout, end quote, as well as a philosopher, entrepreneur, and she is a 2021 NCAA collegiate champion. Earlier this year, she also shared on Instagram her status as Miss Hancock USA when she shared photos from the Miss Maine USA pageant in March. Have you seen pictures of his girlfriend? So you already knew about this.
Yeah.
You saw the pictures?
I saw the pictures. I was happy for him.
Snow Cone, have you seen the pictures?
No, I just found
Have a look-see.
Good Lord.
You see that, Miss Hancock?
My God.
You seen that picture there?
Yeah, I see
Laszlo,
it.
Laszlo, you seen this picture? I don't know if Twitch can see it.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Look at that. Now, listen.
I got a picture of them together.
I have mixed feelings about Belichick. I always have. And then I watched the Patriots saying, I was like, hey, he's just a weird guy. This kind of changes my perception of Belichick a little bit. You know? I mean, go get him, coach. I think you already said it, Laszlo, but this surprises me. I just wasn't expecting it. I don't know why. He's so hard to get a read on, you know? He's just not a very open person. He's a pretty closed-off person. And then he shows up with this 24-year-old, Miss Hancock. Whatever, Miss Hancock.
They met on a plane.
Yeah.
And from Boston to Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Hit it off.
Yeah, they hit it off. They talked about philosophy.
Yeah.
Says he talked about the X's and O's of her cheerleading routine.
Yep.
And then they just kind of stayed friendly.
I mean, she's an athlete, right?
Sure.
He's a coach. It only makes sense. I mean, good for him.
Well, nobody's upset about this, are they?
Of course.
Who?
Of course.
Who's upset about
this? The same people that are upset about this every time. The same people that are mad at Leonardo DiCaprio for having a young girlfriend. The same people who say that we should literally ban relationships with 20 or 30 year age gaps, no matter how old the younger person is. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The same people who say that people in their 20s are not actually adults yet, and that a person in their 70s has nothing in common with a person in their 20s, and that it's totally exploitation. And here's my thing. Even if you believe that, who's being exploited? He's 72. She's 24. Why aren't young people allowed to use their youth? You know, it's like the no sex at work thing. Oh, that's a power thing. Yeah, but if the young person has sex with the boss and suddenly can't get fired because they don't want that getting out, that's supposed to be an avenue they have as an option. It's like how a recession helps young people buy houses, you know? There are things that seem bad, but when you look at it a little deeper, like you say, I'm going to get rid of it, and you're like, oh, no, there were some unintended consequences.
Right.
What happened to that option that young women, usually young women, young men sometimes do, used to have to work their way up?
Sleep your way to the top.
Sleep your way to the top. I'm not saying that they should. I'm not saying that's the right thing for each person to do.
See, I hear what you're saying, and while I agree, also, this has nothing to do with that.
No.
There's just an older guy and a younger woman, and they apparently like each other.
I'm saying he's very wealthy.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You could say that the reason that she's
very hot.
Exactly. But could But I think most people would assume that the reason she's
interested is
because...
Why is the power structure on his side?
Exactly. But because he's...
The power structure's on her side. She's hot.
That's what I said.
I know, but I'm just saying, take all the work stuff out of it.
Right.
They don't work together. There's nothing wrong. He's like, hey, look, I think you're real hot. She's like, great.
Right.
I think you're real rich.
They think he's a creep.
Like, yeah. Why? Why isn't she
because
a creep?
She's so young. Because
she's a gold digger.
They have nothing in common. Exactly. He's got the money.
She's
got the
looks.
Youth.
Right.
Right? What are we doing?
It seems like an even play to me.
She's 24. You know, I mean, look, a lot of things need to change. I get that. There's been a lot of bad, bad stuff that men have been doing over the years. And there are a lot of bad things that have been going on, like in Hollywood with Weinstein and all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that every 24-year-old who dates a rich 72-year-old is somehow being damaged or that he is somehow taking advantage of her. She is just as much taking advantage of him. I mean, honestly, I think that she is the one taking advantage, and she's doing it with her looks and her youth. I just want to make sure.
I wouldn't say that he's a victim here.
He's not a victim.
I'm just saying it's a clear trade.
It is a trade.
And that trade is all the time.
Yes.
You know, like two hot people.
Yes.
Right? They're like, look, I'm hot, you're hot, we should dance.
Yep.
If there's like one hot girl and like an ugly guy, but they're the same age, it's like, look, you know I'm super hot, so... Whatever, you better have a good job, and you're going to listen a lot more to me than I'm going to listen to you.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes.
There's always some sort of power dynamic.
Of course, and life any is relationship. Different for people who are good looking
yes.
as opposed to people who aren't. I don't want to take that away from them. I'm not good looking. And so, you know, I think it would be, make, you know, a worse argument if I was this good looking guy saying, hey, don't take power away from good looking people. But as a person who's never been good looking, I'm saying let them have it. Let them have it.
Right.
God made them good looking for whatever reason. Let them have it.
If she wants to be with a guy for whatever reason, then she should be able to be with him. That's the other thing.
That's true,
you
too.
You know, like, you know, it's my body. I'll do what I want right. with it. But when somebody uses their body to date Belichick, you're like, ah, he's gross, a creep. Right. We should outlaw it. Like, right. what? I thought you wanted autonomy
right,
over
because
your body.
Who's the victim here?
Right.
That's my question for those people. Like, we keep saying, is it her? You're saying it's her because he's 72? She's the one with the power here. She's the one who's 24.
Oh, yeah.
He cannot buy that youth.
No.
He cannot buy a time machine.
A little bit.
I'm saying for himself.
Right. But at least outside of these eyes, he's younger
right.
today.
But he can't
than
make
he
himself
when he was
good looking.
His wife.
He can't make himself 24 and hot.
Mm-mm.
But what he can do is be wealthy yeah. and meet a 24-year-old who's like, I like that. I like that you're established and that you're wealthy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
And who knows? Maybe, you know, we were talking on the phone or whatever, we met on the plane. I think you're funny. I like you. Whatever.
Why can't they get along? Exactly.
Right.
They're adults. We keep shifting
right.
what an adult is.
Right.
It's like if you want an adult to be 40.
Why can't they get along?
Right. They're adults. There's been plenty of these relationships in the past. And I guess a lot of those people who are bitching on X would say, yeah, and all of those were bad. But I just don't understand why you want to take this power away from good-looking people and good-looking young people. It's always about taking power away from good-looking people and young people, you know?
No, I'm with you.
Like, no, if they're adults and they have this gift, let them use it.
Right.
Right?
I'm with you. What's your name again?
Who cares?
Jordan Hudson, good yeah. show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.